In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the 10th Perek of Masech Tahara. The Mishnah begins. Habadadim v'habotzrim. So the people who work in the press and those that harvest the olives. Kevet shenichnusu l'rshut ha'ma'ara. Meaning that once again, the Balabait wants to make them tahor, if the workers are me'aretz. So that when they're working on his product, when they're pressing the olives, the product itself, the oil, will be tahor. So if he, as long as he takes them to the place where the mikveh is, that's sufficient, dayo, that's enough, according to, that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meaning once he takes them there, he doesn't need to actually observe them, either themselves immersing in mikveh or immersing the kalim in the mikveh. We can assume they carried it out. We're not concerned. Rabbi Yossi says, Tzrich lamod alehim. Rabbi Yossi says, actually, he has to be mashgiach over them. Achit bula, until they've immersed in the mikveh. Now, why is that? It's not that he doesn't trust them, that they will actually do it, but however, they're not biki, they're not particular, or they're not expert in the laws of tefillah and chatzitza. He's concerned they might not do it properly, or there might be something on the kli, like a sticker on the kli, or something on their body that would be a chatzitza, should be an interruption between the motion liquid and the kli, or the body itself, and that would be not proper. That would not be a proper tefillah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Im torim lahem, tzarich lamod alehem ad shitbolu, itbolu, im tmehim, ain't tzarich lamod alehem ad shitbolu. And this is similar to what we saw the position yesterday's Mishnah, that if the thing they're immersing is, in their minds, isn't really tahor, then yes, one has to be mashkiach over them to ensure they went ahead with it. However, if they themselves perceive themselves as being tameh, then that's unnecessary, they can be completely trusted. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalit. So Kati, in his introduction to this Mishnah, explains an important point of which is going to carry us through the next number of Mishnah. And that is, we've now moved from talking about picking olives and pressing oil, now we move on to picking grapes. Now, if someone picks grapes for the purpose of consumption, then much like we've been saying till now, they're not susceptible to tumah unless one of the seven liquids come into contact with it. However, there's a gzeira the Chachamim applied, that if someone is harvesting grapes in order for pressing into wine, then they're already considered mishum gzeira, meaning rabbinically, there's a decree that makes them already susceptible to tumah. Now, there's a number of reasons for why that is. One understanding is that we're concerned they might collect them in a kupot mezufafot, meaning lined baskets where the liquid won't run out of it, and therefore the collection there will be to the ratzon balim. He wants that collection, so he's retaining as much juice as possible, and then it would be susceptible to tumah. Normally we say if it's in baskets, since it runs away, well, that's not the ratzon for the baal. So that's one reason for the gzeira. Another reason he brings for the gzeira, some people explain, is that sometimes what happens is they start squeezing the grapes during harvest to see if they're ready. Now, the concern is some juice might come out, and then he picks it, it'll still be wet, and that juice that came out is l'ratzon, and that will make it susceptible to tumah. So there's different ways of understanding it. Now, what we deal with in this Mishnah is if someone picked it for consumption, makes it and changes his mind. So I know 10, min hasalim or min hashteach l'adamah. So if someone collects grapes and he places them in a normal basket or he places them simply on the ground, and that's clearly a collection for consumption, and then he changes his mind and says, actually, I want to take them for pressing. Beit Shammai says, no ten biyadayim tahorot. Once he collects them, he has to pick them up with tahor hands. Now, why is that? Because since he changed his mind, when he harvested it, he wanted for pressing, so therefore it's immediately susceptible to tumah. Vim natam be'adayin tumot, if however he collects, he picks these olives up with tameh hands, that would be tameim. Now, it's difficult to understand why this would be, because hands are usually shein l'tumah, and we're not dealing with truma. We're dealing with something that is tevel, meaning that the truma to master haven't been separated. So it's possible one explanation is that Beit Shammai maintain that since it's tvulim, since there is truma to be taken from this, it could also become a shlishi. In any event, Beit Hillel disagrees. He says, since when they're originally picked with consumption, they are not yet susceptible to tumah. The gzeira does not apply. Why doesn't the gzera apply? Because it's a rare occurrence that someone would pick it for consumption, then change his mind. So therefore, Beit Hillel says, Notem b'adayin tmeot, he can pick them up with tameh hands, umafrish truma tepatara. And even the truma that is separated, that which is separated, they can be considered tahor. However, if someone collected these grapes, and he collected them in min ha'avat, or min ha'mashteach shel alin, If, however, at the time of Betzira, type of harvest, he placed him in the proper, a large clear that is used for collecting grapes to be pressed, or he placed them on the, not directly on the floor, but on alim, on leaves, he spread them out that way, and it's also clear that the intention is to be used as a, for produce, for being pressed and extracting wine, a grape, the juice for wine, then we say Hakol Shavim, everyone agree that the Gzera applies. Shu noten biyadaim tahorot, he must collect them with tahor hands. V'im natam biyadaim tmeot, if he however did it with tahor tame hands, there would be tmeim. Because again, the Gzera kicks in that they are immediately susceptible to tumah. Kati has goes in his extension in much more detail, but I'll leave that for your further study. Those are the Mishnah today.